listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about some men who were set free for a purpose. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, where we read this. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." God was working in a powerful way through the apostles, and the religious leaders in Jerusalem did not like that. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 says that the high priest arrested the apostles and put them all in prison. They did not stay in prison for very long. We read that an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors. Now, this was easy for God to arrange. Angels are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. That's what Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 says. God sent forth this angel to minister for the apostles. Locked doors are nothing for God or for those whom God uses. And to do the work, God sent an angel. Now, it's possible that they only understood that this was an angel as they looked back. Angels often come in human appearance, and it may not always be easy to recognize an angel. This was true in Luke chapter 24, and it also indicates this in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Now, this angel in the book of Acts didn't just open doors, he also had a message. He said this, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." The angel freed them from prison, but he wasn't going to do the work of preaching. That was up to the apostles, and it's also up to us. You see, their rescue from prison was wonderful, but it was for a purpose, so that they could continue their work. God didn't set them free primarily for their own safety or comfort. They were set free for a reason. In the future, they were not always delivered. Now, in the later history of these apostles and others associated with them in the early church, it shows that God sometimes delivers by a miracle, but sometimes he does not. According to fairly reliable church history and tradition, miraculous angels did not always deliver these apostles. Matthew was beheaded with a sword. Mark died in Alexandria after being dragged through the streets of the city. Luke was hanged on an olive tree in Greece. John died a natural death, but they unsuccessfully tried to boil him in oil. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. James was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a height, then beaten with clubs. Philip was hanged. Bartholomew was whipped and beaten until death. Andrew was crucified and preached at the top of his voice to his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through with a spear. Jude was killed with the arrows of an executioner. Matthias was stoned and then beheaded, as was Barnabas. And Paul was beheaded in Rome. Now, all this reminds us that we should trust God for miraculous things and wish to see them more and more. But we do this knowing that God also has a purpose when he does not deliver with a miraculous hand. We also see that we, like the apostles, are set free for a purpose, not merely to live for ourselves. So let's live for the one who set us free, and we can live for him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.